It's been really hot, so my mind is a little slow today.
最近天气很热，所以我的头脑有点不太清楚。
But I intend to come up very, very quickly.
但是我马上就会把我要讲的东西调出来。
Dr. Kevorkian helped people kill themselves.
一个叫 Dr. Kevorkian的博士, 他自杀了。
He thought it was a humane thing to do.
他觉得这是一个很人道的一个做法。
Over his lifetime, he claims that he assisted more than 130 people to die.
他很骄傲，他一生中帮助了超过100个人自杀。
The reason why he did that was because he said people have a right to die.
他这么做的原因是他说人们有权利自杀。
Now, he got arrested and jailed for that later.
他因此被捕入狱。
But the reason why he did it was understandable.
他这么做的方式其实是可以被理解的。
He didn't want people to suffer.
他不想让人受苦。
And if they had a terminal illness anyway, it would just speed the process and reduce the suffering.
有些人有了绝症，那他们必死是无疑的，还不如早一点结束这个痛苦。
But what he didn't consider, because he was not a believer, is where they would end up afterwards. What he didn't consider was where the people would end up after they died.
他没有考虑到的一点是，这些人死后他们会去哪里？
Because if they weren't believers, then they would end up in hell.
如果他们不是信徒的话，那他们最终的结果就是地狱。
And there is no returning from there.
死了就回不来了。
And our Lord Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23, this is the problem.
耶稣在马太福音7章21到23节提了这个问题。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out many demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you, away from me, you evildoers.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。 当那日必有许多人对我说：“主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？”我就明明地告诉他们：“我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。”There
are so many things going on here, but let's begin with the first verse.
这里面有很多的信息，我们从第一节信息开始。Not
everyone who says to me.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人。
In other words, the person who determines our eternal destiny is Jesus.
决定我们永生的去处的人是耶稣。
And Matthew was written to Jews.
马太福音是写给犹太人的。
But not only does it apply to Jews, but it applies to everybody else.
但不仅仅适用于犹太人，是适用于所有的人。
Because at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess.
奉耶稣的名，所有万国万民都要卑躬屈膝，都要去敬拜他。
So if people want to avoid hell, they need to come to Jesus and ask for permission to be with him.
如果人们想远离地狱的话，他们必须到耶稣面前，请求他的允许，才可以进入天国。
I would bet that most of you think that you're going to go to heaven and Jesus is going to accept you.
你们当中可能有很多人相信自己可以进入天国，相信耶稣已经接纳了你。
Well, the same thing was being thought by these people.
这些人他们想的也是一样的。
All these people were thinking, oh, Jesus is going to accept me.
这些人想，哦，耶稣一定会接纳我。
I mean, after all, look what I did.
毕竟你看看我所做的这些事情。
Now, there are two problems in Christianity today.
今天基督教信仰存在两个问题。
People think that by believing in Jesus, they'll go to heaven.
人们相信耶稣基督，他们就可以上天堂。
People think that by doing good works, they'll go to heaven.
人们相信他们做了好事就可以进天堂。
Well, these people had both.
这些人，他们这两种错误的观念都有。
Not only did they believe in Jesus, but they also worked for Jesus.
他们不只相信耶稣，他们还为耶稣做事情。
So let's see how that is brought about.
我们来看事情是怎么发展的。
People are declaring, Jesus, this is what we have been doing for you.
这些人说，耶稣，你看看，这就是我为你们做的，我为你做的事情。
Verse 22, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?
22节说，主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多的异能吗？
They believed in the Lord and called him Lord.
他们相信耶稣主的名，并且称他为主。
They claimed that Jesus was their Savior.
他们声明耶稣是他们的救主。
Is Jesus your Savior?
耶稣是你的救主吗？
Now, if you're theologically correct, we know that works don't take you to heaven.
如果你的神学观念是正确的话，做好事并不能带你进入天国。
It's not how well you work that gets you into heaven.
并不是因为你做了很多好事情，你才可以进入天国。
It's not what you do for the Lord that gets you into heaven.
而是关于你为神做了多少事情进入天国。
We know that because that's what Jesus says here.
这就是耶稣所在这里说的内容。
When they claimed prophesying and driving out demons and performing many miracles, Jesus said no.
当这些人奉他的名传道，奉他的名赶鬼，奉他的名行许多异能的时候，耶稣说不。
Even if you claim that I am the Savior, your Savior, you still don't have a chance.
也许你会称我是你的救主，但是你还是不可以进入天国。
What's important?
这里重要的是什么呢？
What is the necessary ingredient that tells us that yes, we will go to heaven and Jesus will accept us?
那我们进入天国，耶稣接受我们的条件是什么呢？
He says this in verse 23.
在23节他这么说的。
I will tell them plainly, I never knew you, away from me, you evildoers.
我就明明白白地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
The answer that Jesus gives are two things.
耶稣这里给了两个答案。
One is the knowledge of him.
第一个是他不承认他们。
Or yet, his knowledge of us.
Knowledge.
His knowledge of us.
他知道我们。
What is more important than our knowledge of him is his knowledge of us.
比起我们对他的了解，更重要的是他对我们的了解。
He says, I accept you based on whether I know you or not.
我接纳这些犹太人是基于我对这些犹太人的了解。
Let's apply this to relationships in order to understand this better.
我们把这一点带到关系当中来帮助我们更好的了解。
Let's say I was really especially nice to Pastor Huang.
例如说我们对黄牧师非常非常的友好。
I brought him his lunch every Sunday.
我每周日都给他带午餐。
If he forgot something from his car, I would go get it.
如果他把东西落在车里面，我会帮他拿过来。
And if he asked me for a napkin, I would get that for him too.
如果他管我要纸巾的话，我也会拿给他。
And if his car is broken, I fix it.
如果他的车坏了，我会为他修理。
And if he tells me to go to a congregation member's house and help, then I would.
如果他说来到会堂里面帮忙，那我就会来。
Now, does that make me his son?
这代表了说我是他的儿子吗？
No, it makes me his servant.
不，这代表我是他的仆人。
I wasn't born into his family.
我没有生在他的家庭中。
In order for me to be born into his family, I would have to be a child of his wife.
为了能够成为他的家人，我必须是他和他妻子的孩子。
I have no other relationship except that I am a servant of his.
除了我是他的仆人这层关系，我和他没有其他关系。
He wouldn't say that he knew me intimately.
他不会说他非常懂我，很亲密的懂我。
I'm not his child.
我不是他的孩子。
So when these people say that Jesus, you're my Lord, I am your child, they're only making claims.
这些人说你是我的主，我是你的孩子，他们只是在宣告而已。
No matter what they did.
无论他们做了什么。
So here is something that we have to consider because this is really powerful.
我们必须要思考这个问题，因为这个问题很关键，很重要。
Because we can say we studied the Bible and we went on mission trips and we served in the church.
我们不能说，因为我们读了圣经，我们去宣教，我们在教会里面有服事。
We said we taught Sunday school, sang in the choir.
Oh, 我们不能说我们去教主日学，或者我在诗班唱歌。
But that's not what these people claimed.
但这不是这些人所宣告的。
See, what we would claim is average Christianity.
我们所宣告的是一般的基督信仰。
When we go to church and we give money, we say that's what normal Christians do.
我们来教会，我们奉献，这是一般基督徒都会做的事情。
We are nice to each other. Most of the time, we forgive and we serve one another.
我们服侍彼此，我们原谅对方，我们互相服侍。
That's average Christianity.
这是一般的基督徒都会做的事情。
But when was the last time you drove out a demon?
你上一次赶鬼是什么时候？
When was the last time you performed miracles?
你上一次行神迹是什么时候？
And when was the last time you prophesied and it came true?
你上一次宣道预言的时候，然后后来预言成真，又是什么时候？
Not many of you will raise your hand to all three, even if you experienced one.
如果你们之中有任何一项经历的话，可以举起手来。
Even as a pastor, I've never driven out a demon.
尽管我作为一个牧师，我从来没有赶过鬼。
I haven't performed many miracles.
我施行过一些神迹。
So according to them, I am less than they are.
如果按照他们的标准来说，我比他们差远了。
Most of us are less than they are.
我们之中的大多数都比他们差远了。
And they are so confident that they should go in that they gave these reasons.
他们如此自信，他们确信自己可以进入天国，他们给出的是这些原因。
So what reasons would you give Jesus so that he would let you in?
你会给耶稣什么样的理由可以让他让你进入天国呢？
Would you claim that you believed in him?
你会宣告说你相信他。
Would you claim that you served him?
你会宣告说你服侍他。
I took care of my children.
我照顾我的孩子。
I loved my wife.
我爱我的妻子。
I loved my husband.
我爱我的丈夫。
And we were good workers.
我们是好的员工。
And whenever we had the opportunity, we mentioned you to other people who didn't know you.
我一旦有好的机会，我就会提到耶稣的名，这样别人就可以知道他。
Would that give you confidence in front of Jesus?
这些给你自信，可以把你带到上帝的面前吗？
Because of that, would Jesus say, "Sure, come in"?
如果因为这个的话，耶稣会说，当然，你进来吧。
Once in a while, we have to stop and reflect on the reality of our relationship with Jesus.
偶尔，我们需要停下来思考一下我们和耶稣的关系。
Do I really know him?
我真正认识他吗？
And does he really know me?
你都不一定真正认识我。
What Jesus says here is frightening. Frightening, scary.
耶稣这里说他很战惊，很害怕。
Because so many people thought this before they died.
很多人在他们去世之前都看到这一点。
He says many will come to me and say this.
耶稣说，很多人他到我面前的时候都会这么说。
That means many people in church are thinking that they're going to go to heaven and Jesus is going to reject them.
这就意味着教会中很多人以为自己可以去天堂，但是耶稣说不，拒绝了他们。
So how are we to understand the standards that Jesus has so that we can have confidence now?
我们要怎么理解耶稣的标准，可以让我们进入天国，给我们信心呢？
What Jesus says is, I never knew you.
耶稣说，我从来不认识你们。
Away from me, you evildoers.
你们离开吧，这些作恶的人。
To put knowledge and action together is amazing.
知识和行为结合到一起是一件很神奇、了不起的事情。
Jesus says, what they did was evil.
耶稣说，他们所做的是邪恶的。
Was Bible study evil?
圣经说这是邪恶的吗？
Were mission trips evil?
去宣教是邪恶的吗？
Was tithing evil?
隐藏起来是邪恶的吗？
is serving the church evil?
服务教会是邪恶的吗？
It sounds like Jesus is saying what they did was evil, as in all of those things.
好像耶稣在这里说，他们做的事情都是邪恶的。
Doing miracles is evil?
施行神迹是邪恶的。
Casting out demons is evil?
驱鬼是邪恶的。
Doing miracles is evil?
施行神迹也是邪恶的吗？
It sounds like it.
听起来好像是这样的。
In order to understand this, we have to understand what Jesus is saying in terms of knowledge and our actions.
为了理解这一点，我们必须理解耶稣说知识和行为结合到一起的重要性。
Let's say that I died and I left an inheritance. I died and I left an inheritance.
让我说，如果我去世了，然后我留下了很多的遗产。
I have 6 kids.
我有六个孩子。
That means if they spread out my possessions, they're not going to get much.
这就意味着如果他分我的财产的话，每一个人得到的不是很多。
Because everything has to be divided by 6.
因为所有的一切都要平分成六份。
So if I only had $600, everybody would just get 100 each.
所以说如果我有600万的话，那每个人只能得到100万。
But let's say I was...filthy rich.
那这么说，如果我特别特别有钱
，I was so rich, everybody wanted my money.
我如此有钱，所有的人都想得到我的钱。
I was so rich that everybody, if it was spread into 6 people, it would be $6 million or $1 billion each.
如果说分成六份的话，那每个人可以得到600万甚至更多的遗产。
It's not true, but let's say it is.
这不是真的，但是我们假设一下。
And people hear about it.
这里的人也是这么想的。
And they say, "Whoa, I would like to get my hands on that money."
这些人说，来，让我得到那么多的钱。
So when the time for the lawyer to dispense or distribute the money, everybody gets together.
当律师在分这个遗产的时候，所有人都会到现场。
So we are sitting in front, and he says, Simeon, who's the first, you get this. Hope, you get this. Jonah, you get this. Isaac, you get this. Elijah, you get this. And Moses, you get that. You don't have to repeat that. For each child.
Okay. 当律师对他们说每个孩子你得到分别的遗产的时候。
I know all the names of my kids, but she may not. So.
对，我不知道。
It's okay. All right. So.If the lawyer begins to give out the envelope to each of my children, everybody gets one envelope.
当律师给每一个人分发遗嘱遗产的时候，每个人得到一个信封。
But let's say one of my kids was kidnapped. Kidnapped. One of my kids were kidnapped.
我们来说，如果一个孩子被绑架了。
And somebody who looked like him came to...The meeting.
有一个长得跟他很像的人来去领这份遗产。
And the lawyer goes, here, one for you, one for you, one. And he stops at the fourth person.
律师在一个一个发到第四个的时候就停住了。
The lawyer does not recognize my fourth child.
律师并不认得第四个孩子是谁。
He looks Korean.
他像韩国人。
But he doesn't look like my son.
但是这个人长得并不像。
So he goes, "Who are you?"
他就问你是谁。
He claims, "I'm Isaac."
他说我是以撒。
You don't look like Isaac.
律师说你看起来不像以撒。
So, how are you going to prove to me that you're Isaac?
你怎么向我证明你就是以撒呢？
And he says, "Well, I'm 6 foot tall because my son is."
他说我6英尺高。
I like ultimate frisbee, which is a frisbee game. I like ultimate frisbee. It's a frisbee game.
他喜欢某个人物。
And I can really dance.
我会跳舞。
He's a good dancer.
他是个舞者。
I can sing.
我可以唱歌。
It doesn't matter what he says because the lawyer says you don't look like him.
这跟他所宣告的、他所说的话一点关系都没有，因为律师说我不认识他。
But let's say he really studied our family.
那我们来假设他对我们家非常有研究。
I mean, he stalked us on Facebook, he looked us all up on the internet, he interviewed all of my friends and their friends, and he knows everything about Isaac.
他知道以撒的种种细节，通过去看他的脸书，通过去他的去网上查，还有调查他的家庭背景，非常了解这个家。
And let's say I also said, you can't get this inheritance unless you have a master's degree.
我甚至说，如果你为了得到这个遗产，你必须要有一个研究生的学位。
You can't get this money unless you have, you play a musical instrument.
除非你弹一种乐器，否则你就得不到这个财产。
And you can't get this money unless you speak a foreign language.
除非你讲一门很流利的外语，否则你也得不到这个财产。
So all the rest of my kids are going, oh yeah, I know Spanish, I know English, I play guitar, I play piano.
我所有的孩子说啊，我会一门外语，我有硕士学位。
And Isaac says, I know Korean, or the imposter says, I know Korean.
以撒说我会说韩语。
I got my master's degree in math.
我在数学专业拿到了硕士学位。
And I play the violin.
我拉小提琴。
Okay, now the lawyer says, okay, you meet all that criteria, yes.
律师说你满足所有的条件，是的。
But I don't recognize you.
但是我还是不会让你继承这个遗产。
Because I know Mr. Lee's children.
因为我知道牧师的孩子，我认识他们。
He and I are really good. We're really good friends.
我和他是很好的朋友。
We went to each other's houses.
我们去彼此的家中做客。
And I don't recognize you at all.
我一点都不认识你。
Okay. Is a master's degree bad?
那是这个硕士学位出了问题吗
？Is speaking a foreign language bad?
是会讲一门外语出了问题吗
？Is playing the violin bad？
是弹小提琴出了问题吗
？None of those things are bad in and of themselves。
这些事情都没有问题。
But what is bad is if he uses that to take money that belongs to my kids。
问题所在是他利用这些条件来继承我的遗产，本不属于他的。
He's trying to steal something from my real son。
他试图从我的真儿子那里抢夺财产。
So the Lord says, you're trying to use all those things to get to me.
主在这里说，你试图用你所宣告的那些从我这里面支取财宝。
You're trying to steal something that belongs to my kids.
你试图从我这里去抢夺本属于我孩子的那些财宝。
He says, that's what's evil.
他说，这就是邪恶的所在。
So if you go to heaven and you claim something that doesn't belong to you, you will be evil.
如果你去天堂，然后去宣告那些本不属于你的东西的话，你就是做邪恶的事情了。
Jesus is going to say, "I don't know you."
耶稣说，我不认识你。
We have to be His kids to inherit what God is going to give us.
我们必须成为他的孩子，才可以承受基业。这个基业是神给我们的。
The word "know" is intimate know.
这个单词知识是亲密关系上的知识。
It's not this know.
而不是头脑中的知识。
It's this know.
而是关系上的知识。
We have to know Jesus intimately.
我们必须和耶稣有一个很亲密的关系。
And he has to know us intimately.
这样他和我们有一个亲密的关系。
My children could have their heads facing that way in this room and I would pick them out.
如果我的孩子尽管面向那边，我还是可以把他们一眼就挑出来。
See, Jesus doesn't have to have us say, "Oh, this is what we've done, so that's why you need to accept us."
耶稣并不需要我们对他说，哦，看看吧，这是我做的事情，所以你才要选我。
He will pick us out.
他会把我们选出来。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 to 33.
我们来看一下马太福音25:31-33。
When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats.
当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上。万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊、山羊一般。 把绵羊安置在右边，山羊在左边。
Verse 33, he will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left.
33节，把绵羊安置在右边，山羊在左边。
What happened? Jesus is the one who picked the people and put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left.
发生了什么呢？这里耶稣做了一个选择，他把绵羊放在右边，把山羊放在左边。
He recognized his own.
他认出来属于他的羊。
We didn't have to raise our hand and say, "Oh, Jesus, you forgot me."
我们不需要举手说，哦，耶稣，你把我忘了。
No, because he already recognized us. He knew us, and he put us on the side where he knew us.
不需要，因为他认得我们，他也知道我们是谁，会把我们选出来放在合适的位置。
So the objection was the goats were talking.
目标是这里讨论的焦点是关于山羊。
The goats were saying, "Did we not do all of this, Lord? We should be over there."
这些山羊说，我们难道没有做好事情吗？我们应该在右边。
Why did you put us over here?
为什么你们把我放在左边呢？
Because Jesus didn't know them.
因为耶稣并不认识他们。
If a gorgeous woman came to me,
有一个长得很漂亮的女人走到我面前来
and said, "Hey, I'm your wife."
说，嘿，我是你的妻子。
Am I going to say, "Oh, great, come on, let's come to bed with me"?
我不会跟她说，哦，太棒了，来吧。
I don't know her.
我不认识她。
Even if she had all, I mean, everything going for her, I would still reject her.
也许她的条件很好，但我依旧会拒绝她。
Even if she says, look how pretty I am.
也许她会说，看我长多漂亮啊。
My body is so gorgeous.
我的身材很好。
I would still say, "I don't know you."
我还是会对他说，我不认识你。
You're not my wife.
你不是我的妻子。
And if she insisted on going to bed with me, I would totally be angry.
如果她继续纠缠不清的话，我一定会生气。
And I would call her evil.
我会跟她说，你这个作恶的人。
Because she's trying to do something that only my wife should do with me.
因为她做的事情是只有我的妻子可以对我做的。
So here are these people who are goats saying, "I need to be over there."
这些山羊称我要到右边去。
And Jesus calls them evil doers.
耶稣叫这些人是邪恶作恶的人。
Claiming something that doesn't belong to them.
对他们宣告有一些事情是不属于他们的。
So are you going to claim something that doesn't belong to you when you go to heaven?
当你去天堂的时候，你会不会去宣告那些不属于你的事情呢？
Because everybody's going to go to heaven to be judged.
因为所有人都要到天堂去接受审判。
And the goats are going to be sent away.
山羊要被区分开。
And the sheep are going to be with the Lord forever.
绵羊要和天父直到永远。
Here they are.
这就是这块的故事。
Such tragedy because they thought that they were going there, but they're not.
这简直就是一个悲剧，因为他们以为自己会到天堂，但是没有。
What would you give as a reason for Jesus to accept you?
你会给耶稣什么样的理由可以让他来接受你呢？
We have to get to the bottom of this.
我们必须要往下来看。
Let's look at John chapter 17 verses 1 through 3.
我们一起来看约翰福音十七章。
After Jesus said this, he looked up toward heaven and prayed.
耶稣说了这话，就举目望天，说
"Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you."
父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。
For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him.
正如你曾赐给他权柄，管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人。
Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
It says in verse 2 that he will grant eternal life to everybody that the Father has given him.
第二节说，他会赐给权柄给所有你赐给，将永生赐给你所赐给他的人。
Everybody wants eternal life.
所有人都想得到永生。
But not everybody understands what eternal life is.
但不是所有人明白永生意味着什么。
Eternal life is not everlasting life.
永生并不是长久的生命。
Eternal life is not living forever.
永生不是，长生不死。
Living on and on forever, as in no death, no more death.
并不是说一直活着没有死亡。
But that is not true because everybody lives forever.
但并不是这样的，因为所有人都会一直都会有一个永恒的。
Even when we die, we wake up in heaven to be judged.
即便我们死亡，我们也会在死亡之后接受审判。
So Jesus doesn't mean eternal life as an everlasting life.
耶稣这里说的永生，并不是说有一个长久不死的生命。
This is how he defines it in verse 3.
这他在第三节中定义了永生的内容。
Now this is eternal life that you may that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Eternal life is knowing Jesus.
永生是认识耶稣基督。
This is the same word know that is in Matthew.
这里所提到的认识跟马太福音中提到的认识是一样的。
It's the intimate know.
是亲密关系上的知识。
And Mary used this word to refer to sexual intimacy.
在圣经里面，这个知识的用是在男女关系之中所提到的这种亲密的关系。
She couldn't bear a child, she said to the angel Gabriel, because I have not known a man.
玛利亚对加百列天使说：“我怎么可能怀孕呢？我从来没有认识任何男人。”
And Jesus says, "If you don't have intimacy with me, you're not mine."
耶稣说：“如果你和我的关系不亲密的话，你不是我的。”
As a matter of fact, eternal life is knowing me.
而这里的事实说的是，如果永生的意思就是代表认识我。
You want to do things for Jesus? Great.
你想为耶稣做很多事情，很棒。
But having intimacy with Jesus is life.
但是和耶稣有一个亲密的关系，这就是生命。
You should constantly be wondering, do I know Jesus?
你需要持续不断地思考一个问题，我真的认识耶稣吗？
What does it mean to know him?
认识他意味着什么呢？
And how do I get to know him better?
怎么样我才可以认识他更多？
I don't have to tell my kids that they're my kids.
我不需要告诉我的孩子，因为他们是我的孩子。
Do you have to tell your kids that they're your kids?
你需要告诉你的孩子，你是我的孩子吗？
Does Jesus have to tell you that you're his?
耶稣需要告诉你，你是他的孩子吗？
It is the Holy Spirit inside of you that tells you you're his.
如果圣灵住在你的心里，告诉你是他的孩子。
So you don't have that question.
你就不会存在这样的问题。
If you have that question, then you have to work to understand.
如果你有这样的问题的话，你需要来解决它。
You have to seek the Lord so that you don't have the question.
如果你没有这样的问题的话，你要更加的寻求它。
So that when you get there, this won't happen to you.
当你到了天国的时候，这个也会发生在你的身上。
It's not about service to Him.
这跟他服侍他没有关系。
It's not like being religious.
这不是说你是个宗教领袖，有宗教性。
It's not how confident you are that you're going there.
也无关乎当你到了天国是有多么的信心。
It is your intimate relationship with Jesus that will ultimately give you entrance.
而是关于我们和耶稣之间的关系，这样的关系可以让我们自动地进入天国。
I bet we have probably, on average, 1.5 degrees per person in here.
大概平均 1.5% 在座的人都会存在一个问题。
What I mean by that is, you most likely have a college degree, and some of you have a master's degree.
你们之中可能大多数人有学士学位，有一些人还有硕士学位。
And I know that some of you even have doctorate degrees.
也许你们中还有博士学位的。
So that's 3 degrees for one person.
假如说有一个人这三个职位都有。
Now let's take those degrees.
我们来看一下这些学位。
And put it in front of an employer.
我们把这个放在面试官的面前。
I got three degrees, would you accept me as an employee?
我有三个学位，你会雇佣我吗？
Most employees will say yes.
大多数的雇主会说好啊。
So you got a job.
这样的话你就会得到一个工作。
Fantastic.
太棒。
But when you get to heaven, you can't bring your degrees.
但是当你到天国的时候，这些学士学位根本就没有用。
Jesus is not going to receive you based on your degrees.
耶稣不会接纳你是基于你的学历。
It may work here, but it doesn't work there.
也许这些学历在世上有用，但在天上没有用。
It worked for none of them.
在那里一点都没有用。
They brought all their degrees and said, "Look at the degrees that I have." And Jesus said, "No."
有一些人把自己所有的学历都摆在耶稣的面前，耶稣说不要。
Are you bringing your degrees to Jesus?
你是不是把你的学历也带到神的面前呢？
Are degrees bad?
学历是坏事吗？
Absolutely not.
肯定不是。
But if we try to use them to get acceptance from Jesus, absolutely it's bad.
但如果我们用这些学历来作为我们进入天国到神面前的一个筹码的话，它一定是坏的。
It's like disguising yourself to be my son so that you can receive my inheritance.
好像就是用这些学历来成为一个来成为一个掩饰，这样你可以来继承我的遗产。
That is evil.
这是邪恶的事。
Jesus had them pegged. He understood them and he knew them.
他明白这些人的动机是什么，他也认识他们。
Not only did he know them, but he knew which he didn't know.
他不但认识这些人知道的，也认识这些人不知道的。
We have some reflection to do.
我们必须要做一些反思。
We have to ask ourselves how well do we know Jesus.
我们必须要问一下自己，我们认识神有多少。
And how well does Jesus know me?
耶稣认识我有多少。
Last time I was here, I talked about making disciples.
上一次我来这里，我讲的内容是使人做门徒。
Today the emphasis is following Jesus.
今天的重点是跟随基督。
We follow Jesus because we know him.
我们跟随耶稣是因为我们认识他。
We don't follow Jesus to be accepted by him.
我们跟随耶稣不是为了他能够接纳我们。
We follow Jesus because we love him so much for first loving us.
我们跟随耶稣是因为我们如此爱他，是因为他先爱了我们。
We follow Jesus because we have a relationship with Jesus.
我们跟随耶稣是因为我们和耶稣有一个亲密的关系。
And we will never stand before Jesus and say, "Look what I did, so you could accept me."
我们不会到耶稣的面前说，看看我做了多少的好事，你应该接纳我。
No, we'll just look at Jesus and say, "Hey, Jesus, I'm here."
我们到了耶稣面前说，嗨，耶稣，我在这里。
And then he will receive us.
他就会接纳我们进入天国。
Because he recognizes us.
因为他认出了我们。
He is not going to stand there and say, "Give me all the things that you did, all the degrees, everything that you ever did for me, so that I can determine whether you can come in or not."
他不会对我们说，来告诉我你都做了什么，你有多少的学历，这样你才可以进入天国。
I have never done that with my kids.
我对我的孩子从来没这么做过。
If they knock on the door because the door is locked, I open it, I see him, and I let him in.
如果他敲门的话，我直接把门打开，就直接让他进来了。
I never ask them, "Okay, did you do your homework today?"
我不会问他说，你今天作业完成了吗？
Did you cut the lawn?
我不会说，你有没有清理这个草场？
Were you respectful to all the adults that you encountered today?
你有没有对你遇到的这些年长的人有尊敬的态度？
Did you make any money today?
今天挣钱了吗？
Give me some.
给我一点。
I never did that with my kids.
我从来没有对我的孩子这么做过。
Jesus will never do that with his kids.
耶稣也从来不会对他的孩子这样做。
He will recognize them and he will let them in.
他认出我们，所以他让我们进入。
It will be a shame for us to say, "Jesus, here is my resume. Let me in."
如果我们把我们的简历呈到神的面前，这是一个羞耻。
That is evil, he says.
这个就是邪恶的事情。
I want you to go home and reflect on your relationship with the Lord today.
我想回家重新反思一下我和耶稣的关系。
We might not say, "Oh, I would never do that to Jesus."
我们可能说，哦，我永远不会对耶稣这样做。
Until you really think about it.
直到你真正去思考这个问题。
Why do I think that God would accept me?
为什么耶稣会接纳我呢？
And if you start coming up with all these reasons because of what you did for him, you're not thinking relationship.
如果你把这些做的方式当成一个缘由来告诉耶稣我可以进入天国的话，那你和耶稣没有一个关系。
It is so hard to believe that Jesus would love me without all of that.
很难相信我不做这些事情，耶稣还是会依旧爱我。
And we treat each other like that too.
我们对彼此也是这样。
Oh, he's no good.
哦，这个人不好。
What does he have to contribute?
这个人他贡献了什么呢？
He's useless.
他没用。
Isn't that the way that we treat people?
这是我们对待人的方式吗？
Sometimes we even treat our kids like that.
有时候我们对孩子也是这样的。
He needs to amount to something. You get heartbroken.
他有时候会做一些事情让你感到伤心。
You want him to get a degree like everybody else.
你想让他得到所有人都得到的学位那样。
You want them to be productive like everybody else.
你想让他很有成就像其他人一样。
And there's a part of us that rejects even our kids if they don't perform well.
甚至在我们的心里，当孩子们表现不好的时候，我们也是在拒绝他。
And we apply that to the relationship with Jesus.
我们把这样的关系也放到我们和神之间的关系中。
That's horrible.
这太糟糕了。
But then we have to learn how to relax.
我们现在应该学习怎样放松下来。
Because if Jesus loves us no matter what,
如果耶稣无论如何都爱我们的话
，What can you do to disappoint him?
那我们对他来说有什么用呢？
And what can you do so that he would unknow you?
我们做什么会让他否认我们，不认我们呢？
It's impossible.
不可能的。
So he accepts us.
所以他接纳了我们。
He loves us.
他爱我们。
He has given himself for us.
他为我们舍了生命。
And we should be jumping up and down with gratitude and praise for him.
我们应该跳跃欢呼，感谢他的救恩。
Because we don't have any worries.
因为你无需忧虑。
And we will never be rejected.
你永远不会被神拒绝。
And the Lord is worthy of praise forever.
神是值得配颂的，直到永远。
Because he loved us first.
因为他先爱了我们。
And he was the one who made us his children.
他愿意接纳我们，成为他的孩子。
Praise his holy name.
感谢神。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, it is so hard to accept that you love us even before our actions.
天父，很难相信在我们为你做出了一些事情之前，你就如此爱了我们。
And that's supposed to motivate us to love you in response.
这可以激励我们更加的爱你。
Not that we would gain even more favor when we serve you.
并不是因为我们服侍你了多少
but that because you love us, we are so excited to serve you.
因为你如此爱我们，我们愿意服侍你。
And we don't put that before you to be acceptable.
因为在你面前，我们知道这是可被接纳的。
Because we know that you already love us.
因为我们知道你已经如此爱了我们。
What an incredible truth!
向我们展示了真理。
Father.Strengthen us and motivate us to pursue knowledge of you even more.
亲爱的天父，求你激励我们，鼓励我们，让我们认识你更多。
That you will be glorified in everything that we do.
这样，在我们所做的一切事情上，你可以得到荣耀。
And that the reason why we are serving you is because you loved us first.
我们服侍你的原因是因为你先爱了我们。
Thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name.
感谢神，奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.